This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, joined now by Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And, well, I guess, do we want to say the torch is passed? We want to look back on California's longest serving senator, Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah, there has been no bigger foe of gun rights in this country. No one more dedicated to limiting Second Amendment rights or outlawing certain classes of firearms than Dianne Feinstein. She, of course, really rose to real prominence as the result of a shooting. She was the head of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors when a former supervisor walked in and murdered the mayor and another supervisor, and she announced that and was then appointed mayor herself after having run twice and lost.
Right.
That's how she really came to prominence and came to national attention. And she made gun control a central tenet of her political agenda for her entire life. And I guess at the end, she also became an emblem of the pathetic gerontocracy that we have governing this country. It was virtually elder abuse to what they did to her, wheeling her in and out of there every day just to cast a vote. Because they thought that, they wanted her senior status on certain committees, I guess. I mean, she was obviously in no shape to be doing what she was doing for at least a couple of years. She didn't even have, she gave up a power of attorney to other people to manage her finances and all that because she just wasn't up to any of that. It was disgusting. But anyway, she has moved on.
Yes, and, you know, well, I never wished her any ill will. She, she used to carry a gun herself.
Yes, she did, famously.
And, but while she was carrying a gun herself, she made a big deal of turning one of those in. But after she became a senator, didn't she sort of have a armed detail the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously all the senators are work under the protection of armed men. Few people did as much as she did to make sure that other Americans didn't have that privilege, or that right, actually. Sorry. She was no friend of gun rights or anybody who takes the Second Amendment seriously.
Right. So I guess I've said Chris Murphy is going to be her heir apparent. How many times did she break the law bringing assault weapons up there to make a little static display in the, she'd be doing her assault weapon display. She'd get AR-15s and all these other semi-automatics in there. And weren't they illegal? What about the magazines? She'd be, wasn't that illegal?
I don't know. We put up a whole range of photos of her over the years. Holding up guns, almost every one of them was an AK.
Yeah.
Because she loved to do that and show them, and there's one of her fumbling trying to get the magazine into an AK in front of everyone. And there's another one, after the Las Vegas shooting, when she was working to outlaw bump stocks, where she and her, well, probably her staff, lifted a photo from The Truth About Guns that's taken by one of our writers and used that to illustrate.
You should have got her on copyright for that one.
Yeah, we just didn't even bother. But, yeah. Exactly. So that was our badge of honor to be used by Dianne Feinstein in her failed attempt to pass legislation to outlaw bump stocks.
Now, in the article that you guys, she acknowledged that the ban that she helped usher in never really affected anything, and yet she wanted another one of those. Didn't she wait on the Gun Digest to come out every year and go and look at the pictures and mark which gun she wanted to ban?
Probably. I mean, I think that's about the extent of the research that seems to have gone into the original assault weapons ban, which is why it was so easy for so many companies to work around it. And apparently, you know, they passed over pages that had the Ruger Ranch rifle on it, even though it's functionally exactly the same as AR-15. You know, it made no sense. But you're right. I mean, all kinds of analyses after the 94 ban, which she helped write, concluded that it was utterly useless and worthless, except in one important aspect, in that it helped raise the popularity of the AR-15 and probably did more than anything else to make that eventually become known as America's rifle.
Yeah, that's always
popularity.
That's always the long game with this stuff. Any of this stuff that they come up against, or any of this stuff they go up and they want to take away, sort of seems to backfire on them.
Nothing makes an American want something more than the government telling them they can't have it.
Oh well. I'm glad she's no longer in politics, because I never really, I don't know that she ever really did anything beyond, you know, gun control. I'm not aware of her really doing anything beyond gun control. Most politicians don't do anything, but the ones that actually get something through like what she did, yeah, I'm glad she's out of politics.
Well, yeah, she's effectively been out of politics for a year or two now.
15 years or something.
Since she declined in health and mental ability. But, yeah, we don't have her to kick around anymore. Instead, we've got people like Chris Murphy.
Chris Murphy and just every Democrat, except for the Democratic mayor of Dallas, who's now a Republican.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know, if I need a break at any time during this, I'm going to go out and pull a fire alarm and try to bring a halt to all this so that I can open this door and get out for a little while.
Well, that's fine. Do you actually have a fire alarm at your house?
I do not. I was just taking a dig.
That is a dig. Well, I mean, that guy, isn't he the only male member of the squad?
No, I think, in fact, one of our local Texas congressmen, Greg Kazar, who is a Democratic Socialist from here in Austin, is now at least a semi-official member of the squad.
Oh, well. They're never going to give up. There's never going to come a day, Dan, where we and you can just write about the joys of going out and shooting and working on our shooting style and working on our targeting skills and all these other things that make shooting fun. We're always going to have to fight the political end of it. But that's okay. I knew that when I got into this.
Keep us busy.
Yes. Before we go to break, thetruthaboutguns.com. That's the entirety of the website, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you're going to find out the latest thing that's happening, the truly breaking news, if you will. And Dan brings it to you with a group of writers that are without equal, and a lot of contributors that come in that you've heard of, and a lot of people you've never heard of, and they all bring it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And we get this. This one right here. The nation contemplates the horror of due process applying to gun owners and their rights. What are we looking at here?
The nation, if your listeners are familiar with it, is a publication that makes the New York Times look like it's right wing. One of their commentators is taking note of the fact that, first Monday in October, the Supreme Court is back. It's taken a couple of cases that have meaning for gun owners, but the big one that Ellie Mistel here is all bothered about is U.S. versus Rahimi, and that's the Fifth Circuit case here where the court ruled that a person who, while he committed all kinds of crimes, he'd never been charged with anything. He was the subject of a domestic violence restraining order, which he was subsequently found to have violated, and so he was charged with a crime then. The court found that there is no history or tradition of disarming people who have not been convicted of crimes in this country. Therefore, disarming somebody who is the subject of a restraining order is unconstitutional. This is freaking out people left and right, and they're saying, oh my gosh, we can't let, basically what the court's saying is because domestic violence was, okay and generally accepted back in the 18th century, we're going to allow it. We're going to allow those people to have guns now. That's not what the court said. In fact, they specifically said that that wasn't what they were concluding. They were concluding that there's no history in this country of disarming people who haven't been convicted of a crime. So the court is going to take this up and decide where the line is drawn as to where and when, how much due process is required before you can take someone's rights away.
Shouldn't that be something that everybody that's in the legal field, shouldn't they all be for that?
Well, you would think. But in the pre-Bruin world where you had interest balancing and courts could determine that it's in the general interest of society to keep guns out of the hands of people we think are dangerous, that's not the law anymore. The law now says that if we haven't ever in this country decided that disarming people who have never been convicted of a crime, we can't do it now. So, again, this is another follow-on to Bruin. It's another ripple effect of the Bruin decision. It has implications for the ban against drug usage as well. And this is going to be closely watched by Hunter Biden's attorney, because he's never been convicted of a crime yet either that I'm aware of. So that question on the 4473 that asked, if you are a user of certain drugs, including marijuana, which is legal in many places, just not federally, you can't buy a gun. Well, again, these are people, in most cases, who have not been convicted of a crime. Hunter Biden was never convicted of a crime, yet he has effectively lost his Second Amendment right under that statute, and that could be part of this Rahimi case as well. And so it's going to be very interesting to watch.
Well, whenever I look at a restraining order, right? Clearly, if you've got somebody that needs a restraining order, you've got issues. You've got some serious issues, because normally I can't think of a single case where we know that a restraining order was the only thing that kept them from making their attack, right?
No. People violate restraining orders every day in this country, either with guns or without. They're commanded to stay, 1,000 yards away from their ex-wife
right.
or whatever. And,
right.
You know, and they go in and break in and beat the hell out of her or whatever. So they're stupid pieces of paper that protect no one.
Well, did Carol Bowen in New Jersey, didn't she have a restraining order?
I believe she did.
Yeah, and she ended up getting stabbed to death in her driveway.
Right, exactly. So they do nothing. But they can also be abused, of course, just like a...
Sure, absolutely.
A red flag law.
Yes.
You can have one vindictive ex going after another one and swearing out an order. And if the target is somebody who owns guns, they will have to get rid of them until that order expires, or if there's a case it's adjudicated or whatever. So, yeah, there's a lot of problems with that whole process, mostly due process related, and the fact that these people in many cases have not been convicted of crime, yet they are losing an enumerated civil right, a fundamental civil right. And the court, the Fifth Circuit said, that's a problem. Well, we're going to see what the Supreme Court thinks about all that.
Well, I mean, I think it's David Kodria who said this. If you cannot walk the streets with a gun without a custodian, no, if you can't be trusted with a gun, you can't walk the streets without a custodian.
Yeah. For a lot of reasons. If it's a mental health issue, if it, you know, whatever. And I'm one of those people who thinks that if you are sentenced for a crime and you do your time and you pay your debt to society, all of your rights should be restored, including voting, including your gun rights, everything else. So not everybody thinks that.
But I mean,
reasonable people can disagree.
The other stuff that the other things that go along with restraining orders and all this other nonsense. I mean, those things are set up. They're not protecting anybody. And in some cases, like you said, they get abused and all kinds of other things. Listen, we're headed into the next break. This article is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where I go on a regular basis for the latest in the gun culture, for the latest breaking news to see what's happening lately. You can do this too. They've been doing it for well over 10 years now. Dan has been running a very tight ship. They get so many things out. It's almost spooky how fast they are on the draw. I do get the text messages before you guys get to see them, though, so I got that going for me, but we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
This is USA News. Former President Trump is once more criticizing the judge overseeing his state civil fraud trial. Outside the New York courtroom today, Trump said there's a definite agenda.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General has accused Trump and his family of exaggerating his net worth to secure more favorable terms from lenders and insurers. After a three-year pause due to the COVID-19 pandemic, millions of Americans are once again obligated to make student loan payments. The requirement was reinstated on Sunday. TikTok is reportedly in the process of testing an ad-free version of their app, but it'll cost. According to Android Authority, users might be required to subscribe for a monthly fee of $4.99, though that pricing is still under consideration. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And, well, right now, the high capacity magazines on the West Coast, the high capacity magazine bans are in jeopardy.
Yeah, they're an endangered species.
Tell me about this.
Well, of course, last week, the president, was in the Rose Garden announcing the creation of that new Ministry of Gun Control.
Yeah.
And doing his, normal lying dog face pony soldier routine where he says, you know, if you need 80 shots to kill a deer, you're just not any good. At the very same time, Judge Roger Benitez was announcing his ruling in Duncan v. Bonta, which, once again, now under Bruin, he ruled that the California's magazine capacity limit is unconstitutional. Of course, he ruled that back in 2017, and it went up through the process, and was knocked down by the Ninth, and then was appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court held it. While it was deciding Bruin, and once Bruin was decided, they threw that back down and said, okay, now that we've got another standard here, let's take another look at this law. Benitez did that. He wrote a new opinion, taking into account Bruin, and now the Ninth Circuit has decided to take an on-bank look again at the magazine capacity limit. We'll see if it's any different this time. Apparently, it's exactly the same people, the same 11 people who looked at it the first time. But, of course, we've got Bruin now. That won't stop them necessarily from saying, we don't care. We think the ban is just fine, in which case it's going to end up right back up at the Supreme Court. But But we shall see. Anyway, the NFL host Larry Keene, who writes for us from time to time, says, well, that's California, but their neighbor to the north, California's Act, has a similar law, which I think is called Measure 114 or something like that, another gun control measure that passed, I think it passed a public vote by like a fraction of a point or whatever. And also similarly banned so-called assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. So that's probably next on the Ninth Circuit hit list. A state court judge has already blocked implementation of that in the state for now. Yeah, as we said earlier, the high-capacity magazine ban, assault weapons ban, maybe even waiting periods, and a lot of other gun control laws are endangered species in the Ninth Circuit.
What will they do, though? I mean, all of this is part of the Bruin response, right?
Yeah.
They keep trying to, so they get shot down. And how many times have they tried to ban magazines based on capacity in California now?
I don't know. Maybe only once. Maybe we're just dealing with the original attempt here that went through. I don't know how many attempts there were, but it's been the law there for a long time. At least, gosh, probably the early 2000s, maybe. I'm not sure when they originally outlawed it. And that was, of course, challenged, and that was the law that Judge Benitez ruled unconstitutional, again, back in 2017, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And he's got another case, again, which he could copy and paste the ruling on the assault weapons ban. So he's about to strike that down as well. I'm surprised that didn't even come out this week. So both of these cases are going to go up, and they're both going to be reviewed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And I just can't wait to see how they handle it now that, the rule or the law under Bonta now is quite different than it was the first time they looked at it.
You know, these laws they continually pass and all this other stuff. Do we ever hear about who's actually, like in California here lately, their last rampage killers, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't they elderly Asian people?
Yeah, the one in the dance club. He was like a 60-some-year-old guy.
And didn't he have a gun that was outlawed in California?
I believe he did. It was a handgun, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I think it was one that's not on their roster. Now, maybe it was owned before the roster was approved.
Yeah.
You know, went into effect. I don't know any of the details on that. But, yeah, it was an older gentleman with a handgun.
At what point do you think we'll get a ruling out of the Supreme Court where they say, from this point on, any laws passed actually have to go through a measure of what are they preventing, what are they going to solve, and who are they aimed at?
Well, I don't know if there's going to be anything like that. I think that's basically what the court system is supposed to do, and especially under Bruin and the way Justice Thomas wrote the ruling, there has to be, you know, there can, as I said, there's no longer, you can't use interest balancing anymore. You can't say, yeah, this guy has a right to own guns under the Second Amendment. However, society has a greater interest, excuse me, in making sure that, he doesn't have too many rounds in his magazine because that's inherently dangerous. That was the old way where they could pretty much make it up as they went along. Now, again, there has to be a history and tradition of that kind of regulation going back to when the Constitution was written. in order for a gun control law to pass constitutional muster. And all kinds of places in the Bruin response laws are testing that and saying, oh yeah, here's what we're doing, come and get us. And a lot of gun rights people are coming and getting them. That process takes a long time, it costs a lot of money, but it's happening.
Seems to be faster now than it used to be, though.
It does seem to be. I think part of that may have to do with the fact that the law is clearer. I mean, it's a very clear standard now under Bruin as to whether a law is constitutional or not, or even more so when they file for an injunction to block it, whether the plaintiff has a reasonable likelihood of prevailing once the case is argued. Those orders seem to be coming out faster now. We just saw one in Maryland this week. I think it was the assault weapons ban law.
Yeah.
And that was a Biden judge who issued, it was a sensitive places rule. It was the Bruin response bill. It was a Biden judge who said, look, you can't do this. I'm going to block this until the case is argued because this is plainly unconstitutional under Bruin.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. These articles are always thought-provoking, and it's the mere fact that this is indicative of how much gun control they're, how hard they're trying for it, because Dan is never not busy. He's never not reporting on the latest of their shenanigans, and if it wasn't such a sad thing to be happening in America, it'd be funny. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, editor-in-chief there. Now, this is not about an article that you've got up. But, you know, anytime I go look at your webpage, I'm going to see something where some judge has slapped down some anti-constitutional law. And with the Bruin decision, Clarence Thomas, I guess he looked at what Scalia left, all the doors he left open with the Heller and the McDonald's decisions. He closed all of those doors effectively. So it's you know, constitutionally, there's just only so much they can do. And there's not a whole lot they can actually do. So we know this now. This is all sort of something like, you know, that's common knowledge. When we look at Michelle Lujan Grisham in New Mexico, and she gets out there and decides to create something out of whole cloth. Isn't that a crime? What she just did, what she tried to do under the cover of it, wasn't it an overreach, an abuse of power? I mean, besides it being unconstitutional, all these other things. Plus, she was doing a lot of things that were unfunded. You know, she wanted to have these mandates about we're going to stop all these, and nobody was going to follow it. Nobody was going to enforce it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm not an attorney. I don't know New Mexico law, so I don't know if it was a crime or not. It was certainly, unquestionably, a violation of her oath of office. Yeah, she. I don't know if people remember, but in addition to suspending carry rights, Second Amendment carry rights, she also established some sort of
fine.
Well, yeah, there's a fine, but it's some sort of inspection squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Where members of the New Mexico State Police were going to go around to every gun store and inspect their records or something like that. I don't think it was ever done. I think most people just laughed at it. Everybody was, you know, stores were advised not to cooperate with that because it's illegal, you know, but short of having a warrant. There's none of that, and plus the state police didn't even have the manpower or the funding to do this kind of thing and hit all the gun stores. It was insane. So yeah, it was a clear violation of her oath of office to, you know, defend and uphold the Constitution. Now the question is, then what can you do about that? In some cases, and in some states, you've got the power of recall. After the debacle, the COVID debacle and all that, people in California tried to recall Gavin Newsom. Didn't work, but they had the chance. And they could have done it. I don't know if they've got that there. The problem is very few people who violate their oath of office or sometimes even commit crimes. So again, I don't think that Christian actually violated the law. there's never any real consequence for that. There may be political consequences down the road the next time they're up for election, but this kind of thing's happened before. Think back. I mean, remember the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. Governor Bill Peduto of Pittsburgh came out and just inveighed against the gun laws and how they needed more and stricter gun laws in Pittsburgh. The problem was Pennsylvania has a preemption law which prevents the city from enacting those kinds of laws. Didn't matter. The city council voted on it may have been an assault by a weapon. I can't remember. There was like two or three laws that violated the preemption law, and Peduto signed it. And he was asked at the time. He said, "You know, Mr. Mayor, this violates the state's preemption law, which I believe actually does subject Peduto and maybe even the council people who passed it to fines and maybe even jail. I think it varies from state to state." And he said, "Come arrest me." So he knew he was violating the law. He didn't give a damn. He knew that the chances of him, the attorney general in the state, who was Shapiro, who's now the governor, was the same party ever trying to enforce that law against him was, between slim and none. So we have a history in this country of public officials, saying, "Screw it, I'm going to do what I want to do, and you're going to have to stop me." And of course, he was stopped, and it was, the law was overturned and ruled, against the Pennsylvania Constitution or whatever. So it never went in place. Nobody was never enforced. But he didn't care. And Michelle Lujan Grisham didn't give a damn either. She had to have known that what she was doing was clearly unconstitutional. But I think she thought that there was more political benefit in it for her to do that and look like she really cared and was actually doing something about gun violence, whatever the consequences might be.
Well, whatever she was doing, she poked that one. I kind of think she's probably set the entire national gun control movement back a little bit. Do you?
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, that's why you didn't hear any of the large gun control operations, Brady Giffords, Everytown, Moms, literally none of them said a word about it. You would have expected them to come out strongly supporting her, but being brave enough to finally do something about guns, whatever the outcome or whatever the result, but they said nothing, not a word, because they knew what that was. That was a political disaster, and it was something that didn't help the gun control movement at all in this country.
Do you think this, I mean, will they go back and, you think the people, do the people in New Mexico have any recourse to go after her?
Again, I don't know. I don't know if there's a recall option in the state of Mexico. My guess is there isn't, because I think if there was, we'd have heard about that campaign getting going already. They'd be gathering signatures, like they did in California to.
It sort of makes me think every state should have a recall apparatus. South Carolina doesn't have a recall apparatus.
Totally agree. I think that there ought to be a way, especially because once you're elected in this country, the power and the advantages of incumbency are so strong. It's hard to vote you out. Not always. I mean, people, it happens, but it makes it very difficult. But if somebody pulls something like Grisham did, that's just insanely out of bounds, the population, the electorate, should have a way of pulling her ticket, prior to, short of waiting for the next election.
Yeah, I do not think they should be allowed to stay in office while all of this is going on, to where they can say, well, I'll just do this, and they can't do anything to me because we don't have a recall in place, so I'm safe.
Yeah, if you don't like me, vote against me next election.
Yeah. So that part of it, that's the, as a matter of fact, I think I need to probably start lobbying for recalls in my home state.
There you go.
We certainly don't have any.
There's a cause for you.
We don't have any here. Do they have them in Texas?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not aware. But I don't think so.
Texas is a special case, though. Isn't Texas, don't they have some sort of something in their constitution to where they could secede from the union and they don't fall under the normal United States purview on that?
I don't know where the terms are. We were a republic, and then when we agreed to become part of the United States, there are a lot of special considerations, even including the flag. Every time the U.S. flag is flown, every other flag is lower. The Texas flag has to be flown at the same height as the U.S. flag. That was written in the agreement when Texas became a state.
Yeah.
But I don't know what other provisions are in there.
Yeah, you don't mess with Texas. Should never, ever mess with Texas. Listen, I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time to humor my hypothetical there. That was always good. And it's always great when you show up and come on and give us the latest in the gun culture. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you need to go. At least you need to go about midday. Check them in the morning. Check them midday. Check them before you go to bed. That's what you need to do. Then you'll know. You'll be in the loop. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.